Where are we today in terms of anti-HER therapy? It kind of seems like, as you say, I mean, we haven't seen great response rates. Seems like people are struggling a little bit. But I am curious about a couple things I heard about recently. One was your group and another presented some data on T-DM1. I'm curious what you saw there. I'm also curious about the drug neratinib that was just approved as post-adjuvant therapy of breast cancer, but now it is available clinically to use in lung cancer patients with HER2 mutations.
So T-DM1 is really a great story that we saw play out at ASCO 2017. There was a clinical science symposium where people used T-DM1, and there were two presentations. One group, the Memorial group, looked at T-DM1 in patients with HER2 mutant lung cancer, and the UNC, Tom Stinchcomb, presenting on behalf of a larger group of investigators, looked at T-DM1 in patients who had HER2 overexpression, whether HER2 2+ or HER2 3+. And it's really interesting to look at the data in that context, because the overexpressed patients weren't necessarily mutant. A couple probably were in the grand series, and the HER2 mutants didn't necessarily overexpress. So there's a Venn diagram that shows some overlap of these two populations. And what we see from the data, from the efficacy data, is that in HER2 mutant patients, there was a high response rate, about 40% response rate for T-DM1 in HER2 mutant lung cancer. Perhaps the only disappointing thing was that the median progression-free survival was short. It was just 4 months, but clearly a responsive molecular entity. In contrast, the group that presented HER2 overexpression showed that if you looked at the group of patients that were HER2 2+, there was a 0% response rate to T-DM1. But if you took the somewhat higher bar of HER2 3+, those patients who overexpressed, they had a response rate that was a bit higher at 20%. When they dug into the responders in that group of patients, two of the patients had HER2 mutations. And so those were the groups that seemed to benefit. So I think when we take away this data, I think it tells us a couple of things. One, T-DM1 probably is effective for patients with HER2 mutant lung cancer. HER2 mutations is probably a better biomarker of HER2 dependency than is HER2 overexpression. And that, you know, I think IHC remains a difficult biomarker to use in general. The only place we've ever found a place for it in lung cancer is in the TPS.
What about neratinib?
Neratinib is a drug that has been explored for a long time in HER2 mutant lung cancer. There was a large clinical trial led by Lena Gandhi that was completed a couple of years ago. And in the single agent neratinib arm, there were very few responses. I think there was one response. And they looked at also a combination of neratinib plus an mTOR inhibitor and saw a little bit more of a hint there. But the takeaway from those trials really was that neratinib probably wasn't an effective drug for HER2 mutant lung cancer.